Here I am with Toby. Hi, Toby.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You having a good day?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Toby, what book are we going to talk about today?
Escape from Mr. Lemoncello's Library.
By?
Chris Gravenstein.
Good job, Toby. All right, Toby, without giving away too many spoilers, what is Escape from Mr. Lemoncello's Library about?
It's about a boy named Kyle Keeley, and he has to escape a library that he and 11 other people wrote paragraphs to be the first people in Mr. Lemoncello's library.
Oh, sweet. And so what happens? They go...
So... They... All the people, they go to Mr. Lemoncello's library, and they play a few games with the librarian, and then,
Do they have to solve anything? Why is it called Escape from Mr. Lemoncello's library?
Because, after they play some games, the librarian tells them that they are, like, in a big game board, and they have to try and escape the library without the way, like, without the door.
Oh, so are the doors are all locked?
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
And there's only one way that you can get out, and there are certain rules, like, if you go out the wrong way, you are disqualified.
Oh, dear. Well, there you go. If you could ask, let's go this way. Why did you choose to read Escape from Mr. Lemoncello's Library?
You suggested it to me, and I needed a different type of book to read for the 40 book challenge.
Awesome. What characters would you like to meet in real life?
I want to meet Kyle.
Why?
Because, he seems kind of like me. He wasn't really into reading. And then when he saw some books that sounded cool and and liked them. He liked them, and that's kind of like me.
Oh, I like that. What is a big lesson you took away from this book?
I think it's that, like, there's always a way out, or you're never stuck, it's just that you're not trying hard enough.
Oh, I like that, Toby. And finally, last one, what is one thing you would ask the author if you could?
I would ask him where he got the name Lemoncello.
Where he got the name Lemoncello?
Because it's like the instrument cello and a lemon, but why a lemon and a cello?
Why put those two together? That is a great question, Toby. Anything else you want to share with us about about Escape from Mr. Lemoncello's Library?
No.
No? Should we read this book?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. All right. Well then, Toby, good work, buddy. And everyone, happy reading.